Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Allie Pekarin joining us from Capitol Hill, where we're taking a look at some of Trump's cabinet picks and what they might be in store for when they have to go through confirmation. All right, Allie, Matt Gaetz's name kind of on the top of everyone's mind as to what exactly is going to happen here.
Yeah, that's right. Matt Gaetz has certainly come into focus as probably the most controversial name that Trump has put out there so far. And the big reason for that is what's gone on over the last couple days regarding Matt Gaetz and the House Ethics Committee. So for several months, almost a year now, the House Ethics Committee has been investigating Matt Gaetz for allegations of sexual misconduct and illicit drug use. These are allegations that Gaetz has denied. He says that he hasn't done anything wrong, and we should keep that in mind. But still, the House Ethics Committee has been investigating him. That's a committee that's pretty insulated. They work behind closed doors. When Gaetz was named as Trump's attorney general pick on Wednesday, it became clear pretty quickly that the Ethics Committee was finishing up its work on Gaetz and looking to release this report on him on Friday. So what Gaetz did is resign his position from Congress. So right now, he is a private citizen. He's not a congressman. He's also not yet the attorney general. He's just a private citizen. And so the sort of assertion here has been that the House Ethics Committee should not release its report because they don't usually do work on private citizens. However, some Senate Republicans who are going to have to decide whether they want to vote to confirm Gaetz next year are saying that they would like to see that report. They need to see it before they can make a decision about whether or not he's qualified for this new role. And so it's going to be a little bit of a back and forth between the House and Senate about what to do with this report because House Speaker Mike Johnson says the report should not be released.
When do you think we'll know, one way or another?
That's a good question. So it's a little bit of a question of how much maneuvering the Senate Judiciary Committee is going to be able to do. Right now, Democrats still control that committee. They will until January when new members are sworn in. And they've already asked for the report to be given at least to the committee for them to review. Now, they can ask. The House Ethics Committee doesn't have to give it to them. However, the Senate Judiciary Committee does have subpoena power. And because there are some Republicans on the committee who have said they want to see this thing, including Senator John Cornyn, it is possible that the Senate Judiciary Committee could subpoena the House Ethics Committee, in which case they would have to hand the report over to the Judiciary Committee. That doesn't mean, however, that the report would be made public for everyone to view. That would sort of be part of the larger negotiation as things go on. I should say Gaetz won't actually face formal confirmation before the Senate until at least January, when the new Congress is sworn in and begins its work on confirming Trump's cabinet selections. So there will certainly be a little bit of time before we get sort of a final answer on where this is all going.
Okay. Allie, thank you. Allie Pekarin joining us live from Capitol Hill.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.